This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the entire program today because we are continuing with our study of Bible doctrine as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today and all of this month, continuing to look at the subtopic, the doctrine of salvation, a very, very important topic. And we will get to that in just a few moments. But first, I want to mention again about the Bible I have told you about a couple of times, the Bible Promise Book, King James Version of the Bible. Now, I know many of you have the Bible Promise Book, a wonderful book giving different categories that you can look up in the Bible, such as blessings, doubt, mercy, and so on. And this Bible is a King James Bible incorporating most of this book. Write me or call me or visit our website to learn more. But right now, let's hear How Could It Be? And then Dr. Green.
Poor and despised he came, seeking for me. Bearing my woe and shame, my soul to free. For me he suffered here, shed off the bitter tear, in love so pure and dear. How could it be? Down in Gethsemane, there I behold Jesus in agony, sorrow untold. Then at the traitor's call, he went to Pilate's hall, bearing the sins of all. How could it be? Promised day. from the grave arose. He conquered all his foes. Then he in glory rose. How could it be? How could it be?
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Heavenly Father, as we open thy word to study. Honor thy word. May the name of Jesus be glorified. And may souls be saved today for Jesus' sake. Amen. We are studying Bible doctrine. We've studied the doctrine of God, of Christ, and the Word, and so on. Now we're studying the doctrine of salvation. Now, I read on the last broadcast, John chapter 20, and verses 30 and 31, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, believing ye might have life through his name. Then I read John 1:1 and several verses in that first chapter and also other places in the Bible. Now today, I'm going to move to chapter 3. Now listen very carefully to what I'm going to say. Since the Gospel of John, since the Gospel of John is the salvation book, then we certainly should find Bible doctrine concerning salvation in the Gospel of John. Now remember, these things were written that you might believe, and believing, have life eternal or be saved. Now in John chapter 3, a very outstanding religionist came to Jesus by night, Nicodemus. The story, the account, I should say, of Nicodemus visiting Jesus by night is well known in religious circles, and this text has been used hundreds and hundreds of times by ministers of many different faiths and denominations, and many do not agree on the teaching of Jesus here. They put in their denominational slant. Now, I'm not criticizing. I'm simply stating a fact, and I'll point out as we study what I mean. Now, I'm not going to put any slant on anything that Jesus said to Nicodemus. Now, I'm not holier than thou, and I'm not a know-it-all. I don't know it all, but I'll tell you what I don't know, I'm not going to speculate concerning when it has to do with spiritual matters. No, sir. If I can't say, thus saith the Lord God Almighty, this is Bible, then I won't say it. I'll just keep my mouth shut and I'll leave it out. Now listen. This man, a Pharisee named Nicodemus, came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Now that's very honorable and very commendable. This man, a religionist, a Pharisee, a ruler, a master, and Greek authorities tell us that the meaning here, he was not only a teacher, he was the number one teacher in Israel. Now, he came to Jesus and he said, we know. He didn't say we think or we believe. He said, we know. We know that you are a teacher. You're a teacher come from God because the things you're doing, the miracles that you're doing, they could not be done by any man except God sent him. Now, God's with him. God's with you. And we know that you are God's teacher. But Jesus was more and is more than God's teacher. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you. And I preached a series on those two words, verily, verily, the verses. There are 25 of them in the Gospel of John. I have a cloth-bound book on the 25 double verilies. And so Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, I believe that has a twofold meaning. I believe that has a twofold meaning. God pity me if I don't see a little deeper than I did 30 years ago, 25 years ago, 20 years ago. Now, here I see a twofold meaning. Now, that means that you cannot see the kingdom literally, I mean by that, entering it literally. But it goes deeper. You can't even see spiritual things until you have a spiritual eye. And you can't have a spiritual eye until the inner man is created new. Now wait now, listen carefully. When God saves, God creates within you a new man. And this new man has a spiritual understanding, a spiritual eye. Now listen very carefully. I've made this statement on the radio before, but I'm going to make it a little more fully and go a little bit further this time. The night God saved me, I had no idea how I was saved. Now, I didn't. I had no idea. Well, you say, preacher, how could you be saved? You're saved by faith. I'm saved by faith. Now, the grace of God saved me, but faith, now, I know some of you are just about ready to cut the radio off, but I beg you not to. The night God saved me, I didn't understand how. If someone had asked me, how were you saved? I couldn't have said I was saved totally and completely by the grace of God, but God's grace saved me totally and completely when I believed, when I exercised faith, when I trusted, when I received. Because down in my heart, I didn't know what I did. I know what I said, and I know that is in my heart. I've told you many times already. I said, dear God, I don't know how to pray and I don't know what to say. And I said, dear God, I don't know how to ask you for what I want. But I said, God, you know what I want. I want to be saved. And God did. So God saved me. Now wait. And then, when God put within my bosom a new man, a spiritual eye, then I could see. Now, before that night, if someone had said to me, what do you think salvation consists of? Well, the chances are 99-1 that I would have said, well, now I must give up my sins and I must give up this and I must be able to live it and so on. Now, that's the reason, listen, people are going to hell, and I mean that just as strongly as I said it, because they do not understand the simplicity of salvation. They think that they've got to give up, and live, and do, and abstain, and hold on and hold out and strive. It's trusting, beloved, trusting, not striving, but trusting. The just shall live by faith. And whatsoever is not of faith, even though it is striving, if it's not faith, it's sin, my friend. That's what the Bible says. And I can't help it. I didn't write it. I'm just reading it. I didn't write it. Now, the night God saved me, I didn't know how I was saved. I didn't know how. But I know now a little clearer, a little more clearly how. I cannot fully explain yet how, but I know this that I didn't know then. I know it is entirely grace. And if it's grace, it's not works. And it's not works because all of our works, all of our righteousnesses are but filthy rags. So it is grace, all grace, pure grace, minus works. It's grace. Now, I can't explain grace except it is unmerited, unearned, undeserved. It's God's favor, God's marvelous grace bestowed. Now, I couldn't see that before I was saved, and the sinner can't see it. He can't see it. Listen, when I say to a sinner, there is not one thing you can do within yourself to be saved. The sinner can't see that. When I say to the sinner, you cannot live good enough to go to heaven. You can't do enough good. You can't give enough. They can't see that. But when you're saved and read the Bible, you see. Now, you can't even see the kingdom. You can't enter. You can't see until you're saved, until you're born again. And when you're born again, you can see The spiritual things of God are not seen, they are not understood by the natural man. 1 Corinthians 2 and verses, I believe it's 13, 14, right in that section, right in verses 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, right in there. You cannot see, you cannot understand. The natural man receiveth not the things of God. They are spiritually discerned, and he cannot know them. So he said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You can't see. Now, he couldn't. Jesus said, the wind blows, and you hear the wind. You can't see it. You don't understand it, but you know there's wind. And he kept on. And Nicodemus said, I can't understand. How? I can't understand. And Jesus said, if I've told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Now listen, here's what I have tried thus far in this broadcast to drive home to your heart. Nicodemus was religious. He was clean. I don't believe this man had any bad habits. Really, I don't. I don't see a thing in this Bible where Nicodemus was a hypocrite. Or I just believe that he was as clean and honest and sincere and dedicated to religion as any human has ever been. I believe that. But he couldn't see the kingdom of God. He said, how can a man be born when he is old? That's the very next question. Jesus said, you must be born again. You can't see the kingdom. You can't see the kingdom of God until you're born again. And Jesus said, or rather Nicodemus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? And then Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit. Now, Nicodemus could not see that Jesus was speaking of a spiritual birth. And so he said, how can a man, an old man, be born again? He's been born. He has lived years. He's an old man. How can a man, when he is old, be born? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? How can a man be born when he is old? I don't know how old Nicodemus was. Maybe he was about my age. I don't know. Maybe he was about my age. I don't know whether Nicodemus was 50, 40, 55, 60. I don't know. But he said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? So you see, he was thinking in the natural realm. He was not thinking in the spiritual realm, but the physical birth. But Jesus was speaking of a spiritual, or the spiritual birth from above. Nicodemus was thinking of the birth of the mother here upon the earth. Jesus was thinking of the birth that is from God. Yesterday, I made the statement in the message that we are born of God. As many as believe, born of God, not of man's blood, not man's will, not flesh, but born of God. So Jesus said, Nicodemus, except a man be born of water and spirit. Now, in the outset of this message, I said this text has been used by many religions, many times, and there are many interpretations, but there is only one right or true interpretation. Now, many teach that the water here is the baptistry, but that's not true. You say, preacher, how do you know? I'll tell you how I know. That chapter that I referred to a moment ago, where the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we read that we compare spiritual things with spiritual. Right there. You read verses 9 right on down through about 15. Read those verses. The only way to understand the scriptures and the only way to rightly divide the word is to compare spiritual things with spiritual, scripture with scripture. Now, Jesus said, except a man be born of water. Now, what's he talking about? What's he talking about? Jesus said, I am the water of life. Now, to the woman at the well, he said, if you knew who I am, if you were acquainted with me, you would ask me and I would give you living water. She asked for living water. And Jesus gave her living water, and he told her that the water would be in her, not on her. He said, the water that I give you shall be in you a well of water in you, not a river around you or a baptistry around you, but a river in you, a well of water. Springing up into everlasting life, a well of water within you. Now, what did he give her? He gave her the word. He gave her the word. He said, I that speak unto thee am he, that is Messiah, Savior. I that speak unto thee am he. And she heard the word, she received the word, and she drank living water. Now, Jesus said in John 15:3, now ye are clean through the word. Now you are clean through the word, not the baptistry. And in 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word, not the baptistry. In Ephesians 5:26, the church, the body of Christ, the church of which he is the head, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water, the washing of the water, by the word. This is not the baptistry, my friend, the word. Except a man be born of the word of God, the light, the word of God, the power, the word of God, bread, the word of God, water, the word of God, seed, the word of God brings faith. Faith brings grace. Grace saves the word. Except a man be born of the word and the spirit. Now the spirit borns through the word, the seed. The spirit borns through the word or by the word. The word of God is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now that leads us to the verses that I gave as a key to John's gospel. These things are written that ye might believe, that ye might believe. These things are written, these words are written. The words are written that you might believe. And believing have life. So Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born of the word of God and the spirit of God. When I say, why didn't he say that? These things are hidden from the wise and prudent. They are revealed unto babes. Babes have faith. And you receive the things of God by faith, not by wisdom or being wise. So Jesus spoke in parables so that babes could understand and those who major on wisdom and brag about wisdom could not understand. See, he has hidden these things from the wise. He reveals them unto babes, people with faith. Have you been born again? Have you been born from above? Now, you joined the church, but have you been born again? If you haven't, you're lost. The doctrine of salvation according to the Bible is you must be born again. Father, in the name of Jesus, for Jesus' sake, may someone be born again this very moment. Save every soul that's calling upon thy precious name now. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green again, and as we draw today's program to a close, I want to spend the last few minutes sharing with you our special Mother's Day gift offer. We call it Gift Offer S. It began the week of Mother's Day, and of course, Mother's Day is now past, but we're continuing this offer because it is a very, very good offer that I know many of you will want in your own home. Now, this offer contains two books, a soul winning booklet, and a special DVD movie set. And it's all available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $15 or more. Please send more if you can. We need your donations to keep the program going out, printing the books and the DVDs and so on for you. So if you can send $25, $50, $100, or even more, I urge you to do so. Pray about it. ask the Lord's guidance, and do as He directs. And if you can send at least $15 as a donation and ask for Gift Offer S or the Mother's Day offer, then I'm going to send you first a book entitled Mother's Sermon by Billy Sunday. All of you know that he was a wonderful preacher, and this is a great sermon about his mother and from the Bible, 31 pages long, and there are several photos of him and his family in the book. Then we have the DVD set, Missionary Journey to the Holy Land, filmed on 16mm film by my father back in March 1952, when he, my mother, my uncle, and other missionaries went to the Holy Land. Now, he would show these in the big tent and collect money for the missionaries there in the Holy Land every time he showed these movies. And he would narrate the movie as it played because it was silent movies. And we have tried to recreate as much as we can the narration that my dad did, and I narrate this DVD set. Then we have the soul-winning booklet, What Does It Mean to Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, written by my mother, one of our most requested soul-winning booklets. Finally, Heavenly Pearls of Truth from God's Word, 12 messages, 141-page perfect-bound books, messages such as The World Knoweth Us Not, The Inheritance of the Saints, 4 Outstanding Objectives of Prayer, and so on. So, to get the books, the DV, and the soul-winning booklet, just ask for Offer S and send your gift of at least $15. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.